Study Daniel and Revelation together, November 23. Now I am come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Daniel identified himself with Israel's sins, and confessed their sins as his own. He prayed, O Lord, hear, O Lord, forgive, O Lord, hearken and do, defer not, for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. Yet Gabriel, the heavenly messenger, thrice called him a man greatly beloved. How can we but see how closely the universe of heaven is connected with this fallen world? These communications given to Daniel should fill our souls with awe, with humility, with meekness, and lay our pride low in the dust. A wonderful connection is here seen between the universe of heaven and this world. The things revealed to Daniel were afterward complemented by the revelation made to John on the Isle of Patmos. These two books should be carefully perused. Twice Daniel inquired, "How long shall it be to the end of time?" And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, "O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" And he said, "Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified, and made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest, and stand in thy lot at the end of the days." It was the Lion of the tribe of Judah who unsealed the book and gave to John the revelation of what should be in these last days. Daniel stood in his lot to bear his testimony, which was sealed until the time of the end, when the first angel's message should be proclaimed to our world. These matters are of infinite importance in these last days. The book of Daniel is unsealed in the revelation to John, and it carries us forward to the last scenes of this earth's history. The case of Daniel reveals to us the fact that the Lord is always ready to hear the prayers of the contrite soul, and when we seek the Lord with all our hearts, He will answer our petitions. Here is revealed where Daniel obtained his skill and understanding, and if we will only ask of God wisdom, we may be blessed with increased ability, and with power from heaven. If we will come to God just as we are, and pray to Him in faith as did Daniel, we shall see of the salvation of God. We need to pray as we never prayed before.